This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com with a reply to Your Rights versus My Rights, an ongoing pod thread that seems to go on forever. I'm enjoying it. I've been listening to all of them. You know, I just didn't know what to say when Relentless brought up the guy's signature that said, you know, certain people suck the resources of us that help procreate the species. I mean, wow. I had a vasectomy 19 years ago. No, about 20 years ago. And so I haven't been helping to procreate the species for 20 years. And that just makes me a resource sucker. I've been a resource sucker for 20 years and didn't even know it. I mean, I thought I was contributing to society. I write. I talk with people. I go to work every day. I mean, at my job, I've been there for, my God, I had perfect attendance for 4 years. And it's true, I'm not, you know, changing the world, but I'm doing my part to keep it going. I don't know. I don't think the problem is free speech. I think political correctness has become a chip that everybody carries on their shoulder. I mean, you have been chipped. If you are politically correct, if you get offended by things that are not politically correct, then you've been brainwashed. You know, you've been chipped. It's not a chip you carry in your body. It's a chip that you carry in your brain, and you manifest it by carrying that chip on your shoulder. You see something that's politically incorrect, and you go, "Oh, that's incorrect. That's so offensive. I'm offended. I am offended," you know. Frankly, I don't care if you're offended. I think people should be allowed to say what they want to say. Matter of fact, it's enshrined in the Constitution. I forget exactly who said it, but they said, you know, "I may not like what you have to say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it." And that doesn't seem to apply anymore, at least in our society today, because people say, "Ooh, I'm offended. I'm going to sue you. I'm going to make you go through rehabilitation classes. You're going to have to go through cultural sensitivity classes." These are re-education camps, people. The communists do that. Or they did that before they went belly up. Totalitarian societies use re-education camps. And in America, we call it sensitivity training. But it's the same damn thing. It's the same damn thing. You can walk around with a chip on your shoulder all day long, and the problem isn't with the other person saying what they said. The problem is with you taking offense that someone else expressed an opinion that you disagreed with. Political correctness is a form of brainwashing. I don't know where it began. I don't know who started it. I really don't. I don't know who started or how it began, but it has become pervasive in our society. You have been programmed to take offense at another person's right to free speech. At least those of you that are politically correct have. It's crazy. It's crazy. You know, I've been listening to this. I've been listening to all the podcasts. And one thing I have resolved within myself is I am not going to take offense at someone else's right to stupidity. I mean, you can't cure stupidity, okay? I don't have to be offended by it, though. They have the right to say it. Up until the point that it becomes militant, up until the point where society as a whole becomes threatened, up until a point where individuals become threatened. You know, I would not stand by and let somebody attack another person simply because they are gay. I couldn't do that. You know, physical violence crosses the line. But as long as there's no physical violence, the people have a right to express their opinion. It's called freedom. And political correctness has taken that away from us. It's put a chip on our shoulder. That's right. All you politically correct assholes out there are chipped. You were chipped by the government, by the media, by the New World Order, by whoever devised this sick program. That's just my thoughts on it. You know, I've been chipped myself. I have to admit that. But I'm hoping to overcome it now. Now that I realize it. Now that I'm waking up. I will not be offended by other people's rights. By other people expressing their rights. That's just my thoughts. Love and light, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopi out.